Dear Lord, please get us ready for what is about to happen. Amen. Family, there are going to be catastrophic earthquakes in California, especially the Lake Tahoe area, and I suspect San Francisco and the coastline as well. My husband, Bishop Ezekiel, had a powerful dream this morning in which he found himself and his son in the midst of a huge earthquake where cement blocks were raining down from the sky. His son was killed, and he was buried alive in the rubble. There was a sense of serious urgency. He is trying, the Lord is trying, to get us ready for this. And this message is absolutely central to us working for the salvation of souls under the Holy Spirit and His supervision. I suspect this will come within the month, although he didn't give a time frame. We are being taught about a spirit of sabotage right now, and at the same time being derailed by it over petty quarrels. God help us. Do you wonder, the Lord Jesus began, do you wonder why so many things have been going wrong? Well, to give you a little background on that, family, we are under siege by the witches, under serious siege. They don't want us to grow. They want to totally remove us from this area. And every time we turn around, they are doing very strange things, like a skull appeared on Father's bed, a real skull, and then disappeared. And he hears things outside his window, and shadows moving. And one thing after another, he had a panic attack earlier today. He had a heart attack earlier than the panic attack. And they're doing everything in their power to stop us and to cause us to back down and not move in this direction with the mission the Lord has given us. So the Lord began, do you wonder why so many things have been going wrong? I am allowing all of this to land because it's time for finals. You know, you go to college for the whole year or even 4 years and then finals come along. He continued, I need you all to pass this test and continue passing this test. I need you to see that by your attitude, pride, and resistance, you are shutting down my Holy Spirit at work through this seriously broken vessel. He's talking about me. Please stop weakening one another with attitudes of rebellion by taking the bait the enemy puts before you in critical situations. If you were in the military and chose to oppose the commanding officer, you would be warned. And if it continued, you'd be dishonorably discharged without the benefits the military promises you when you sign up. Basically, it would ruin your life, especially if you suffered loss of limb or serious injuries. And why is the military so very strict? Because one disgruntled soldier weakens all the others by sowing doubts about the commanding officer's competency to lead. As a result, the groups are divided. One sides with the CO and the other sides with the soldier who has an attitude. A house divided cannot stand. By your attitudes, you are able to divide the house, and the enemy is just waiting to exploit the weak points of the company. Do you want to be responsible for the whole company of 100 men being killed, or failing to protect civilians, or compromising a mission? Are you ready to live with the damages caused by your own personal will over the direction of a seasoned officer? I am getting tired of saying this, but I will continue to repeat it until you all get it. You are in a war. You are my army, my soldiers who are vowed to protect my kingdom. And when you fail to follow the orders of the Holy Spirit because you think you know better, you are at the height of arrogance, ignorance, and pride. You do not see what my Spirit sees. You are lucky if you're able to see 3 feet ahead of you, let alone be suspended above the jungle and see all the perimeters and hear the strategies the enemy is hatching in his tent. You don't see the weapon caches, the snipers, the camouflaged army crouching along the trail, the satellites giving away your position and direction you are moving in. You don't see the tanks moving in on different fronts, out of sight from your viewpoint. Nor do you see the special forces hidden along the very trail you are passing through. These are perspectives I give to the leaders of the group, or more specifically, the leader. He is the one who has to have that information to make the next move, to avoid the ambush, to understand the enemy is advancing quietly from a totally different direction than expected. This is what is given to the commander of the company of men so he can keep his men out of harm's way. When you sow discord and insist on your own interpretation of the situation, you defeat what my Spirit has planned. Children, still under instruction, yield to those who must answer to me for your souls. Do not resent correction. If you act out now in training, how can you be trusted when the battle rages all around you? You must learn to separate yourself from looking after your own personal interest and instead look after the interest of your men, those who surround you and are responsible for protecting you. Realize that you don't have access to the information your CEO has. Leave your ego behind. Embrace the responsibility of seeing every man returning home from the front lines. Be your brother's keeper and forsake your own opinion, because Satan will use your own opinion to destroy all the men in the company. So I said to the Lord, I've explained this so many times, Lord, and problems still keep coming up. He answered me and said, it takes time to convince souls that they don't have all the answers. There is much trial and error, but by my grace, it can be accomplished in time. My issue is that you don't have a lot of time left to tame your egos. You are approaching the front lines. The enemy is ahead and behind you. Without perfect coordination, moving as one man, you become an easy target. While the sniper is loading his gun, you were thinking, we shouldn't be going that way. And the next thing you hear is the rifle report as the man next to you slumps over dead because you hesitated to follow orders. It's just that simple. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. Lean not to your own understanding, and he will direct your paths, and your mission will be successful. When you take the chance to see things your way only, you take sides with your flesh against me. This is why your training is so painful and repetitive. I love you, trust me. Build up your leaders, support him or her, and I will make up the difference when there is error. Will you please consider my request? He ends the message with that question. And I've always been a renegade all my life. And I didn't realize how important was obedience for the first 12 years of my Christian experience. And then I started realizing how proud I was and how I'd make my own decisions and cut and run when I should have stayed in one place. And I didn't follow the Lord. And we all have to go through that. That's an experience none of us can avoid. We have to find out that we don't always know everything. So what I'm saying to you guys is, please get ready. There's a tragedy coming, maybe more than one tragedy. Please be prepared to serve others, to take care of others, and to pray that people will survive. Who will survive? To pray for them, to pray for those who are first responders and for hospitals and what have you. This is going to be a massive event, and the Lord is counting on us to pray that the worst does not happen. There'll be another message here pretty soon, but I want to say to you also, please, I've looked at a couple of YouTubes. We're learning right now from a couple of channels, and they always ask that you give a heads up, thumbs up to a YouTube and subscribe, so to increase the scope of who gets to hear the messages. YouTube will expand your audience according to how many people are actually listening and subscribing. So please, if you would do that, I'd appreciate it. We need to get this word out. God bless you, dear family, and I'll see you again soon. Amen.